started, can you hear me all right? I can hear myself. Yeah. Okay, yeah, good. Started about 6 weeks ago. I think it was Chris Brockway who was preaching, is that right? Yeah. And the service had been lovely from my point of view. I love to praise my Lord with songs that I love, and particularly about music. So these particularly lovely songs, Sue was leading us. So I was in good spirits and had this lovely message from Chris Brockway. When Chris finished speaking, he was praying, and I didn't have any special thoughts in my head, nothing special at all, but I started sobbing, you know, pulsing of the body. And I was aware of this, and I'm not one to make a big emotional display in public. I'm just not like that, you know, you've probably imagined. So I controlled it, but my body was pulsing, and I felt the beautiful love of the Lord, coming towards me. And I was left shaking completely. And the service ended in a beautiful way. Chris Brockway went off singing a cappella, just starting up a song, because often we all joined in. And Sue finished the service saying, "Let's be still a moment in this very holy moment," you know. And I was fully expectant that everyone in the church had exactly the same experience as me. I really believed that. And I was very excited. I'm quite an excitable person. I was going around telling quite a few people. But it seemed I was the only one who'd had that experience. And it was very beautiful. And I've been trying to work out exactly why it was, what it meant. You know, maybe the Lord needed to encourage me particularly more than other people who've got more faith, perhaps. But I really felt, because I'd assumed everyone had the same experience, I think I'd like to pass this love on to all of you. I think it was for the church in one aspect. Other reasons that he might have done that was to encourage me. I've had, over the past 6 months or so, a great impulse to pray for people who are sick, especially in our church with our friends and other friends that I have. I mean, I hate pain. I'm not in pain at the moment. I'm in such a blessed place. I've never been freer from pain in my own body. But pain and torture, things like that, I think it's absolutely appalling. And we've had a spate of ladies falling over, breaking limbs and that, which is so terrible. So I'm in a state at the moment that I've got right into a habit of praying very fervently for people who are sick, you know. And it just reminded me, I there are sicknesses and illnesses, accidents, things that can't be prevented. But I'm a great believer of looking after our own bodies, and I would encourage everyone, as I do, to be very careful about, you know, your very boring message about being careful about diet and exercise. I'm very keen on that. The other thing about it is going back about 4 years. Our small group led the service here the Sunday evening on walking with God. And right at that time, I made a resolve, I suppose, in myself to involve God, to purify my life. If I involved the Lord in everything I was about to do, every single thing I was about to do, if I could possibly share it with God, that was going to purify my life. Now, I can't say I've perfectly carried that out. And, of course, we're very busy. There are things we have to concentrate on in life, and we can't always have God in our hearts. Apart from that, when you're retired, it's lovely being retired, because you've got lots of time to exercise. I walk lots, and I can have my Bible reading in the morning, first thing in the morning, look at the prayers, requests on the email prayer list, and go out walking, and have a very long quiet time, as it were, and I can spend a lot of time with the Lord, you know, and that's lovely. And in this sort of freedom of talking to God, I found that I was allowed to ask him anything I liked. He seemed to invite me to ask anything I wanted to, things that worried me. And one thing that was on my mind, tell me how much have I done?
Five. Are you doing okay? No, you're doing okay.
Right. Okay, one thing that's on my mind is all my life I've loved nature, the universe and life and all that, and science, you know. So I've got a particular soft spot for science. There's a bit of a compassion on them. And there's one of the difficulties if you're speaking the gospel to scientists is that they might feel that we don't sympathise with them. Well, I do. I respect what scientists are trying to do. Really, they are innocent people who love nature, who are trying to find the truth. A bit like Christians, really. It's an international thing, not political. And so I resolved to have a look at the web searches and look into all sorts of things to do with this, where there are perhaps conflicts between science and Christianity. I wanted myself to know more about Eden. Where was Eden? You know, going back to the beginning, where was Eden? What is man? I mean, we know man is two things. We know we are our bodies and we are our spirits joined together on this earth, and that's very important. What happened to the fall? I wanted to investigate this. I wanted to know what people thought about interpretation of scripture and what they thought about evolution theory, things like that. And I compiled a lot of information, which is very interesting, and I was able to find some scenarios which possibly did a little bit of linkage between science, you know, a bit of compassion there, and so that's been a very good time too. The last 4 years, walking with the Lord, hearing from God, has been a very blessed time, and I owe it very much to all of you. I see EBC, this is a magnetic attraction to me. I see it as a box of beautiful faces when I come in here, and I love these.
Sure, sure about that.
So that's what I have to say.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. Let's stay there and let me pray for you. Lord God, we thank you so much that you spoke to Paul. Thank you so much that you visited him on that in that service. And Father, he just was overwhelmed by your love and your loving presence, because Jesus, your love is overwhelming. And we thank you so much for his experience that day. We pray, Lord, that as he marches forward in life, as he marches everywhere, that he would march forward just in the strength of that love and never let go of that. In Jesus' name. So a bit of background stuff, Leslie. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about where you grew up and your connection with faith and church.
I grew up at Hive, and I used to be a regular member of a very high C of E church. Mm-hmm. I was confirmed.
It's okay.
I know. I have been forgiven.
That's a joke. We love other churches here. We really seriously love other churches.
But then I moved to Eastleigh and got married, had my house, had my children, and I thought, this is no good. I can't not bring my children up to know what the Lord is. So I came to this church, and I remember going home and saying, they were laughing. They were laughing in church, and I was so amazed. And I came for them.
So you didn't expect that to find that in church?
No, because it was very, very
sad. But that's,
well, it was very serious work. Okay. But then I came for me, because it was just so wonderful. And
what year was that?
I don't know, but it was 40 years ago.
40, 40,
yes. Yeah. So I think the very first thing I did here was flowers, because I came in the autumn, and they were doing the flower festival. That was the first thing I did.
Remember that well?
Yes, I remember that well. And then First Friends, both of which I've done since that time.
So First Friends was goes back all that,
it goes
all
way
that
back.
Way, amazing.
Yeah,
for those of you who don't know what First Friends is, why don't you explain this a little bit about
it? It's
First
a group
Friends.
For under fours, maybe, from 10 till 11:30 on a Wednesday. But when I did it, we did it morning and afternoon, so that was pretty hard going.
Great.
But now it's just in the mornings.
Great. So a place where mums can bring their young ones, and it's...
Yes.
great environment to play and muck around for mums to meet each other and meet us. And
yes, yeah, okay. I find it very, very caring. The mums are very caring for each other and each other's children. Okay. That's what I was surprised at. It was lovely.
And then not too long ago, you decided that it was time to take a step back.
Yes. Physically, things had happened to me, and I couldn't do the things I did. They were too physically demanding, which upset me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, isn't it? Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I was lost for quite a while. I just thought, well, what can I do now for the Lord? You know, I couldn't think of anything that didn't involve physical activity. But there was one day I was sitting in church and the lady was sitting opposite me. I've never found it easy to go up to people and say, hello, I'm Leslie. And I did once and say, have you been coming here long? She said, a year. But because I'd been sitting in the balcony, I didn't know that.
Okay.
So that put me off doing that ever again. But I just kept being drawn to this lady and I was getting more and more uncomfortable. But in the end, I went over and spoke to her. And it turned out she was extremely lonely, and we had a chat. And then one day I was in the coffee shop, and this gentleman came in. I think I was with Mandy, and he started talking to us. He had some very, very severe problems, and I think he was there for about an hour. And when he'd gone, somebody said to me, have you ever considered doing coffee shop pastor? I thought, ooh, no. No, I can't do that. And they said, well, think about it. So I was going home that day, went into the Swan Centre, and to be honest, my legs hurt, so I sat down again on one of those benches next to an elderly man, and he started talking for about 20 minutes. He was waiting for his wife to come back. She came back. She talked for about 15 minutes. Then when he went, he said, well, goodbye, love. Thanks for the conversation. I went to the bus stop, and the lady at the bus stop started talking to me, and on the bus, and I thought, okay, Lord, I think you're trying to tell me to think about this seriously. So I had a word with Lisa, and you put me on to Lisa, and now I'm trying to do coffee shop pastor.
Wow.
On a Wednesday morning. And that is something I can do that's not physical.
Yeah.
I feel it's something worthwhile. And
something that you never thought that you would be in a month of Sundays that you would be equipped for or were skilled at? Or
no, well, it's silly really, because years ago, and other people here will know, we did have a listening support service. Mm-hmm. And we were trained listeners, not counsellors. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've listened, and mm-hmm. mostly is listening, not talking.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it isn't something I've ever felt I was any good at. So that's where it is now.
That's a wonderful story, in a wonderful way. When you were just visited, really, by God sending you down a new path.
But I really felt God doing that, and I felt this sort of wave. Sounds a bit melodramatic. I thought, do you know, I really love people? And I got home. Surprise, isn't it?
Praise God. Okay, yeah. That's fantastic, Leslie. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Let me pray. As well, Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you do want to use us, and I thank you so much for just reigniting that love in Leslie's heart for others, and stripping away all the insecurities that we so easily feel about not being good enough, and what if, and imagining things going wrong, and imagining saying the wrong things, but just stripping all of that away with your love, and just the desire to reach out to people in pain and people who are not in great shape. Thank you so much for the way that you spoke so clearly to Leslie on that day, and for all the good work that we believe you have lined up for her in the coffee shop. Amen. Over to you guys.
It's always dangerous to get me at the front. As you know, we're on a vision discovery journey at the moment. I like to call it a journey rather than a process, because it's more than just a process, as Toby keeps reminding me. It is a journey, and for what it's worth, I've managed to find myself on the vision discovery team, planning team, and then I've default, but I've become a bit of a spokesperson for the team, so that's why I'm here. And we just wanted to... You've heard a lot about the process of the vision discovery journey and what we're trying to do as a church and where we are. And as you know, we're in the middle of a listening time. We're trying to hear from God, trying to get a sense of God's leading for us here and where God wants us to go, not where we want to go, not where I want to go, but where God's calling us as a church to be. And I think it's about time we started to hear a bit more about what is God saying. You know, it's great that we've got this great process, if you like, of the board. We've got different things that we've done, but I think it'd be really helpful if we started to hear a bit more. I don't know whether you guys agree with me, we hear a bit more about what God's saying. You know, and I spent a bit of time reading the board earlier on, and it was really encouraging to read the things that people are putting up there, no matter how big or small, whether they make sense or not. And I worked out the card that I put on Thursday makes absolutely no sense, so I'm going to take it off and revisit. I thought it made perfect sense on Thursday at the link course thing. And I was asking around, trying to get people that have engaged with it, and it's been quite tricky trying to find people that can, that have engaged with the board that we can share. And I'm thinking, well, is this a reflection on, is the process not functioning like it should? Is God not speaking? I believe God is speaking. I think we just need to hear a bit more. So hence Laura's here. This is Laura. You've seen her around, I'm sure. Laura, me and Laura go back a long way through small groups and things, and
we've spoken to him for years.
No, we don't get on anymore, but we used to. And Laura's one of those people that I'm sure you know. Laura's one of those people that tends to speak her mind quite. I don't know if you noticed that around the place. Laura tells you how it is, and she's told me how it is a few times in the past. And it's been from God. God has spoken to me directly through Laura at least twice I can think of, and I've been really blessed by that. So I'm no pressure. I'm hoping that it's no coincidence that Laura's volunteered to talk tonight. So we're not quite sure how it's going to go. We had a bit of a chat this afternoon, and I think we're both as vague as each other, but we're both very keen on sharing how God maybe can talk. So I've got a few notes. It may work. It may not. But I'm sure Laura will speak. So if you want to at any point just go off on whatever you want to do, do it, okay? I've been really praying that God's going to speak anyway. So Laura, we're in this time of vision at the moment. Obviously, you know that. Have you interacted with the board?
I have.
Would you like to share anything you've added to the board? Anything about the process?
I have no idea what they say now. Because at the beginning when we said, and it's in a different section again. So I'll stand here. Yeah. Did everybody get that bit that I just said? No. Right. Okay. I'll start again. Right. The first time I wrote something on the board was, I think, at the vision, the prayer day thing, the church at prayer. And I wrote something on it then. I looked at all the four things and I thought, I've no idea where this goes. So I just plonked it in one place and thought that'd be fine down there. The next one was at a service. I had just been praying for one of Toby's crew. And I thought, I need to write this down. So I looked at the board and thought, okay, I'll put it over there. It's a different section. So at the beginning of the whole process, Chris said, do not hold on to what you hear. So I put it on there and I've promptly forgotten what I've written down. I have no idea what I have written down on those. It's from God. I have not held on to it at all. So that's why they're in different sections. And on Thursday, as a small group who were here, we were talking and I thought, yeah, that's in a different section again. So I have no idea where God is leading us. All I know is that all these things might actually interlink. So we need to write down everything we hear. Even if you think, oh no, that's not from God. I mean, if it's not from God, it will just be, ignored. You know, and this is so exciting. It's such an exciting thing to be able to do this, and such an exciting thing. but you have to expect it. You have to come here expecting God to speak to you. And if you just come here and think, oh yeah, maybe I'll hear something, you might not hear it. You might be so busy with other things in your head that you won't hear it. And he might have told you so many times and you still don't hear it.
Jump in. I mean, Laura's touching on maybe when you hear something, you don't think, well, this isn't, I don't know what this means. Is this relevant? I'm not sure. Stick it up. I remember I alluded to earlier on about what Laura shared with me a number of years ago. I was going through a real tough time with careers and things, and what am I going to do when I finally grow up? What does life? I feel like I've almost grown up now, but yeah. What does life hold for me? Where am I heading? And there's certain things in life that I was juggling and trying to work out my place and my role. And there was a certain career path that I was tempted into or whatever. And Laura just grabbed me on a Sunday morning. I don't know if she remembers. It was over there. She goes, I feel God just telling me that whatever it is you're thinking about doing, just get on and do it. Just whatever it is. And there was this job application form that I knew that it was for teaching. It's PGC. You need to get it in by a certain date in December for the following September uni course. And I was thinking, is it for me? I don't know. And Laura just said, whatever it is that you're struggling with at the moment, I don't think she generally knew the details. You just get on and do it. God's saying, just get on and do it. Don't waste any more time. And I did. And I got on. And anyway, so whatever you feel, whether you think it's relevant, whether you think it's not relevant, it'd be relevant to someone else maybe. It might add up with what they're going through, and it all might. But if we're holding things back, we don't release them. Who knows where we're going to go? So, you shared a few things that you feel God shared with you. You don't necessarily think you don't have all the answers where that's going to go. Obviously, we're in the middle of the 3 months. Hopefully, it will all come together. You said about the church at prayer. Is there any other events that you've been to?
I went to the Vision Time and Space thing here.
Actually
at work.
It was on a Wednesday during the daytime. I don't know how many of you went along. I've been trying to learn what happened. I'm really looking forward to this Wednesday.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
So how did that day or time work?
Well, it's just like little stations that were set up, and the people who organised it, Ricky, Ruth and Kay, they sort of left little cards. They left a tree where you could put prayers on. You could just sit and just... And the most powerful thing that I thought was here was just this throne here, and you had to write your name on a piece of wood, and just put it in there. And I just sat there. I don't want to leave. I just want to sit here. And I sat there on my knees, and people were just walking around me. I thought, this is really uncomfortable. I just sat here, and it was so peaceful. It was just the presence of the Lord was here. If you can make it on Wednesday, really do come. Do you know, if you have to go to football or whatever, just don't go. I'm sorry, Tom. If you go to badminton, don't go. Be here. You know, it's such a valuable time. It would be great if all of you could come. And the same with the prayer, church at prayer. I mean, they only expect 40 people to come. There's only 40 chairs. And I think, why? You know, I know that down here we can fit 120 chairs. Why do we not all come? Because we've all voted for this process. It's like, we want to know what God wants to do. We all need to be involved. Please do come. It's so, so good. God will bless you.
Praise God. You said about those two different events and different times.
Yeah. How? No, the same week as well. It's like,
obviously, we've got to make yourself available to be in those spaces, to
and
hear
come
from God.
Expecting to hear. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to get at. I mean, the whole process behind listening to God, how would you do it? I mean, I'm struggling with the listening to God and stuff. How do you do it?
God has spoken to me in different ways over time. Sometimes it's been like this blanket. When I was in such stress about exams, I said, oh, I can't do this, just calm me down. And I was this blanket, and I slept. So that is like one way that... I know Kay. Kay is in my small group. And then the next time that I can remember, it's like, oh, will I ever have a baby? And God said, you will have a child. And I thought, this is not me telling myself I will have a child, because I would never say it that way. And the next week I found out. So, you know, and that, well, this was with Jasmine. So I found out I was pregnant with Jasmine. So that was a pretty good answer. And then sometimes you just hear God nagging you, like, I had to be here tonight. I really didn't want to. I was just like, oh, come on, I'm here every day of the week. You know, so I didn't come this morning to even it out. but I really didn't want to come. And he just kept saying, just go, just speak to Tom. And I didn't even call Tom. It was Kay and Sean who said, oh, Tom, come here. I want to say something. I was like, oh, I don't want to do it. So, you know, it's like this God nagging you. And sometimes it's just a feeling. I've just had a feeling, or I've started to shake. You know, start saying something, you think, oh no, the cocaine. You know, it's all sorts of different ways. It's just got to get used to it. You've got to. A couple of years ago, I went through a really tough time, and I was worrying. And Ruth will know this. She was my mentor at the time for the Barnabas, and it was a really tough time. And things were going wrong, and I thought, oh, you know, what's going on? Why is this happening to me? And I thought, actually, why not? You know, stuff happens. And it was such a valuable time. I discovered mindfulness, and people here go, ooh. Mindfulness, that's very secular, but actually it's not. And the Bible would say that David meditated on God's word day and night. So it's a very biblical thing to do. And the more you do it, the more you hear God, and the more you calm down. I'm not, you know, I just shared it with Tom just now. It's like I used to be in this pit of anxiety. And I'm not. I'm not an anxious person anymore. So I used to define myself. Oh, yeah, I worry about everything. You know, I'm a worrier. My kids knew. Oh, no, just let mommy worry about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what's the point? Do you know, you worry about things that are going to happen tomorrow. What can you change? You can't change anything. There's no point. And that's how I've learned. And I think by being quiet and by just sitting, doing nothing, don't let, you know, when you're thoughts drift, don't worry, just take them back to where you want to go, and God will speak to you.
Thanks, Laura. Just one more thing before Toby lynches us. As I said, I've been struggling a little bit with the listening. Like, I make a lot of noise, but I don't listen very much, and this whole process of reminding me of all the years that I used to struggle with life and my role and things, and how many times I used to ask God to help, and all the notes I used to make, and I used to research and listen and make myself available to listen to God. And God did speak through very loads of different ways, like I mentioned with Laura earlier. But I think I've stopped doing that recently, and maybe that's why that I don't feel sometimes that God speaks to me as much as in the past. You know, I've got to make myself more available to be in those spaces. So I found the Lent course on Thursday really helpful, really, just really excellent stuff. It's not the sort of thing that I would generally, I don't know, but it was excellent. I really enjoyed it. And there was one thing that came to me, and I've put my first thing on the board, so I felt quite like I'm part of the process. I've put something on the board. And I'm not going to say what it is, but there's, I'm not sure about what I put on the board, and I'm going to take that away now and revisit that with God and go back to God and say, Laura mentioned about putting things on a board and leaving it with God. I think another way I'm going to do it, I'm going to take that thought that God gave me, and I'm going to go with it a bit more, and I'm going to, on Wednesday at the time and space, I'm going to come with that in my mind and think, right, God, this is what you said to me last week. I'm going to take that a bit more further and see, and focus on that and see if God then comes through on that a bit more. Anyway, that's what I'm going to do next. But I really feel like I need to make myself available for that to happen. I need to be in a place where God can speak to me, that can break in. And if I don't put myself in that situation, then I feel like I might miss things. So if you can make it Wednesday and to the Lent course on Thursday, please make yourself available. Please engage. And whatever you think, whether you put it in the right place, the wrong place, it doesn't matter. I'm sure Emma and a few others will be looking at this. We'll be, you know, and there'll be a right time for us to look at it together and to distill what's on there. So just stick it on. Doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. It will make sense to God. It might make sense to somebody else. And lastly, just read some of the things that are on there. Read what it, something you might think, wow, I was thinking that, but I didn't think it was important. So thank you for engaging with it, and continue to do it, and we'll see where God takes us as a church.